And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Missouri's Attorney General is taking decisive action against Planned Parenthood for violating state health and safety laws. The AG issued a cease and desist order after discovering the abortion giant has been conducting chemical abortions without required complication plans. The order said, quote, Planned Parenthood has demonstrated a disturbing pattern of performing abortions without necessary safety protocols, failing to report complications, and willfully violating state law. Look, I understand you have to work within the confines of the law, but I'm not sure that I go as far as saying Planned Parenthood has demonstrated a disturbing pattern of performing abortions without necessary safety protocols. I would just stop with Planned Parenthood has demonstrated a disturbing pattern of performing abortions. Point blank and period. End of story. In Wisconsin, the Argyle School District learned an expensive lesson about religious liberty, agreeing to pay $20,000 to a Christian teacher who was fired for refusing to use transgender pronouns. The school initially promised the teacher a religious accommodation, but later revoked it and terminated him for standing firm on his faith. Meanwhile, a Harvard professor thinks such religious conviction should disqualify educators entirely. Timothy McCarthy, Harvard's first openly gay faculty member, declared that there is, quote, a particular place in hell for academics who oppose gender ideology, arguing they should be fired and stripped of their titles. And Professor McCarthy's demand comes as Wisconsin debates legislation to keep men out of women's sports, one activist even suggesting the solution is to simply put up some shower curtains. Yeah, that's what it's going to take. And speaking of that fundamental unfairness, it was on full display in Congress when Representative Keith Self referred to transgender-identifying Representative McBride as Mr., causing Democrats to erupt in outrage. Self, who's a retired Green Beret, explained his stance, saying, I spent 25 years on active duty defending his right to live his life as he chooses, but I don't have to participate in his fantasy. Amen to that. And Disney's back in the news as they scale back the premiere of its controversial Snow White remake after star Rachel Zegler's comments criticizing the original story and declaring her version isn't going to be dreaming about true love, but about becoming a leader. And in India, declining birth rates have prompted lawmakers to offer unusual incentives for having children, including cash payments or even free cows for women who have a third child. One political leader also promised maternity leave irrespective of the number of children women have, encouraging them to have as many children as possible. Then that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.